All right, guys, now welcome back to the Lock a Lock Sports Betting Podcast Picks episode. I was going to give you a recap of how we did yesterday, but I did that already on the last episode on the No Picks October 27, 2019 podcast. Make sure you listen to that thoroughly, please. I don't want to hear any complaints that you were not aware of something if you do join this service. But if worse comes to worse and there is a discrepancy, at the end of the day, guys, I am here for the Locky Lock listeners, and in my mind, you guys are always right, and I will always take care of you, and that's my word. I give you my word on that. With that being said, I'm going to get into some of my NFL picks, and then I want to get into my NBA picks for tomorrow, Sunday night, or tonight, Sunday night. And I bragged already about NBA. I bragged about how I did yesterday on the podcast picks. I hope you guys enjoy Matt at Jerseyway Betting. He's going to be on 3, 4, 5 times a week from now on because I need him for college football, and I like bouncing ideas off him. I like his ideas. He's a young kid, but he's wise beyond his years. Believe that. Okay, so let's get into some... Well, you know what? Let's get right into the NFL picks because I feel pretty confident about the NFL picks this week. I really do. And also, I want to just check for you guys real quick what the future is for this. Sorry, it's getting late, guys. I'm kind of getting out of it here. But for this, for the World Series, Jesus Christ, woo! I want to see what the odds are for Houston to win now. Being now that it's tied, Houston's not winning this game. I truly believe they should have started Scherzer a day early, get them at least 5-6 innings at least. They didn't do that, and they lost. Now it's 2-2, and they fucked up. In my opinion, this series is over. Washington may grab one more. It won't be the next one, though. The Astros will be up 3-2. Then good luck winning two games in a row in Astros. I think they made a bad decision, Washington did, by not starting Scherzer. I really do. I understand now they can start Scherzer and Strasburg back-to-back in games 6 and 7, right? What are they on now? Wait, it's 2-2. They got 5, 6, and 7 now, so... do they have the pitchers? Yep. So Garrett Cole is on the mound for Houston, and Max Scherzer is on the mound for the motherfucking Washington. This should be a good game. However, listen to this. Garrett Cole is 0 for life in World Series games. 0 for life. Verlander is like 0 for 6 or something like that. That's crazy. Let me tell you something, you guys. Garrett Cole and then Justin Verlander are going to win these next two games single-handedly. If they give up each more than one run, I'll be shocked. Matt Scherzer's no joke, but listen, man, that's it. That's it. Houston's hitting now. Houston's scoring now. Houston's scoring early now. 8-1. 4-1. Not looking good. Washington, listen, man. Let me find the odds for that real quick, and I'll start getting into all this shit, baby. Where's the future? Can't find that. Hang on, I'll find it. If I don't find it, I'm not gonna go too hard on it. I'm not gonna look too hard. Be nice if I could find the baseball section of this. Don't see any World Series, maybe? What the other sports? Darts, snooker, no? What the fuck? Where is baseball? I'm probably looking right at it and I don't see it. What the fuck? I'm sorry about this, guys. I should have had this ready. There is literally no baseball on here. What the fuck? I'm going to tweet this out because I know this sounds annoying. I might just have to start this over because this is brutal radio. Straight parlay, Roman teaser to win, only to win or push, action reverse, win reverse. Okay, so where the fuck is the baseball? World Series? Oh, this is fucking driving me insane right now. What the fuck? I'm sorry, you guys. I'm sorry for this, but I'll figure it out, baby. We're here, baby. We're here. Any questions for me? Oh, no. Nobody sent in a voice message, or I'd answer it right now and kill some time. Fucking asshole listeners. I'm only kidding. I love you guys. But come on, man. What's going on with you? NFL football. That's not baseball. NBA games line. That's not baseball. Hockey's not baseball. Tennis is not baseball. Where the fuck is the World Series? This is insane. Oh, I'm driving. I'm going nuts right now, guys. Yep, that signed me out. Okay, I'm giving it one more try. I'm sorry about this. I'm new to this website. I'm just looking for the... Maybe because there's no game tomorrow, but still, like... All right, man. Seriously. If this one doesn't work, I fucking give up, and I'm sorry, and I'll continue the podcast. There is no fucking baseball anywhere to be found here. This is insane. World Series? Can I see a World Series? VIP Live? No, nothing. Wow. That blows my fucking mind. Where the fuck is the baseball? Oh, I'm out of my mind right now. This is really pissing me off, and I didn't think about this before. I should have looked at this before. Wow, I just want to know the fucking odds right now. If I had a guess, it is probably minus 260 for the Houston Astros at this point. 2-2. Let's see. Could it possibly be under live betting? Probably not, right? Because it's not a live bet, you fucking stupid-ass website. All right, let me try. Oh my God, I'm so sorry, guys. This is horrible radio. Featured, maybe? Bro, no fucking baseball. This is... What the fuck, man? Okay, I'm sorry. No, I can't give you a baseball feed. That really pissed me off. Sorry, that was a complete and total waste of time. Alrighty then, here we go. NFL picks for this Sunday. Oh my God, it's kind of a tough week, but we're going to find out what people are made of. I'm going to go backwards. I'm going to go starting with the late games. First of all, Pittsburgh is two touchdown favorites over Miami. 74% of the public is on Miami. I'm taking Pittsburgh, Monday Night Football, so I have time to change my mind, but that's a pretty strong bet. Green Bay at Kansas City. Without Mahomes, I got to go Green Bay. I don't care where they're playing. I wish I would have got this sooner. It's -5 right now. Green Bay by 10 or more. Take Green Bay. Okay, this has gotten a lot of talk around the league, right? Cleveland could beat New York. Cleveland, New England -11. Take it, pound it. That's my fucking word. Oakland at Houston. I can't read this one. It could go either way. I do like Houston. You know what? I'm making it a podcast pick. I'm giving you a pick for every game, unless I'm super not confident about it. But I am going to go give you right now, I am going to say for sure the Oakland Raiders are going to cover or actually win straight up against the Houston Texans, okay? I could give you reasoning behind it, but this is already going too long. Currently, Oakland is +6.5 currently, and that's the best you're going to get of that. What I would do if I was you, go ahead, buy the half point. It's -110 everywhere. By the half point, from +6.5 to +7 at -120, just in case they do win by just the touchdown. I think Oakland here, I think Oakland's good here. Deshaun Watson is amazing, of course. Take Oakland here. I think John Gruden gets this done. Carolina at San Francisco. This is such a tough fucking game to pick, you guys. Carolina is getting most of the action, 63% of the action. Can San Francisco stay undefeated? I think at home without Cam Newton, they do. I think San Francisco gets their 7th win with no losses today. Today, it's -5 currently. Let me look at some other books, see what they have it at, just see if that's about the average or not. Yep, 5.5 at FanDuel, because that's what they do, baby. I would say... Go ahead and ride the 49ers once again here, guys. It's only -5. Go for it. They win by a touchdown or more. Philadelphia at Buffalo. Buffalo is by far one of the worst 5-1 teams I've ever seen in my entire life. Philly has a ton of issues. Take Philly. It's +2. What I would do if I was you, I'd go ahead and take the Philly money line at +110, which actually should be one. Yep, that makes exactly sense. Exact sense. So... Take the Philadelphia money line at plus 110. Take a shot. Columbus did. I like that a lot. By the way, 50-50 split on the spread, 64% on Philly minus plus 110. So take Philly. Buffalo sucks. Let me tell you why Buffalo sucks. They're overrated. They haven't played anybody good. They haven't beaten anybody good. Here's Buffalo's schedule, the last seven. Buffalo, 31-21 over Miami. You can't beat Miami more than 10? Not good. Buffalo over Tennessee, 14-7. Wow, amazing. Fuck out of here. New England beat Buffalo by only 6, though. That is a little bit eye-opening, I gotta say. And they covered. They were plus 7. Buffalo, 21-17. That's discouraging. That should have been a minus 12.5 game for Buffalo. They won by 4. They still didn't cover. Buffalo at the Giants. Yeah, okay. Whatever. 28-14. I could beat the Giants 28-14. 1-12. This is Buffalo beat the Jets 17-16. Need I say more about that one? Buffalo beat Minnesota. That's impressive. That's impressive. But it was way back in the fucking preseason, I believe, right? Wait, 4-7. Yeah, in the preseason, obviously. No, wait. 4-8-11-16. Yeah, that's the preseason. So fuck the preseason. So yeah, Buffalo's, they're 6-1. Here are their 6 wins. Buffalo, 17, Jets, 16. Buffalo, 14. New York Giants, 14. Okay, two of the worst teams in the league right there. They won by 1, a combined 15. A team who has another terrible team with 1 win. 21-17, win by 4. Okay, best team in the league. Okay, fair enough. They only lost by 6. Congratulations. It's not really big. Tennessee, are they one of the better teams in the league? 14-7. Miami, the worst team in the league, will not win the game this year. They won by 10. Take Philly here, guys. Take Philly to win straight up, plus 110. Maybe wait and see what happens. Maybe wait and see what happens. You might even get that a little bit better, but I'm actually going to take a live bet, I think, on this. But I am definitely taking personally as well. I am going to go ahead and take Philly in that game. Nope, not happening. It's not happening, my friends. Moving on. And I'm confident in these NFL picks, by the way, you guys. What do we got next? We got Tampa Bay at Tennessee. This one's a little bit tougher to pick. Let's look at a bit of change. Is anybody out, first of all? I did not keep close track, pay attention to this particular game. Let's see if there's any injuries. Delanie Walker out. That's big for Tennessee. Who's out for sure? Nobody important. Listen, guys. I say Tampa Bay here. Buy the half point to +3 from +2.5. It'll cost you probably about minus 120. Do that just to be safe. But I think Tampa Bay win straight up. Giants at Detroit. Oh, man. This is so fucking hard. Jesus Christ. Take Detroit -6.5. Don't even buy any points. They're going to win by 7 or more. Our Giants suck. Danny Dimes is going to have trouble with that mediocre Detroit secondary, and that's going to say something about him. Detroit's front defensive lineman, pretty strong. Cincinnati at L.A. I loved L.A. at -9.5. Now it's -12.5. That scares me a little bit. Maybe throw them in a teaser or something. But what I would do is skip that game or take the L.A. Rams. And do yourself a favor from -12.5, buy that down to all the way to 9. It's going to be expensive, or skip it. That's my opinion on that. They should blow them out by 2 touchdowns or more, so I'm going to go Rams anyway. Jets at Jacksonville. Jacksonville, 100%. Unfortunately, I'm getting this a little late. -4.5, Jacksonville. Jacksonville is currently -6.5. 60% of the action is on the Jets. Let's contrarian bet this bitch and say the Jets are not going to get their second win of the season in Jacksonville. Take Jacksonville -6.5 with confidence, baby. Chargers at Chicago. Take the Chicago Bears all day here. All fucking day. 69% of the public is on the Chargers. Yet the Chicago Cubs, the Chicago Bears line still gets better, -4. Maybe try to wait till it gets down to -3.5 and then buy it down to 3. If not, buy the full point down to 3 if you want. I don't give a shit what you do. the Chargers are going to have major problems running and passing on the Chicago defense. I would be surprised if the Chargers score more than 10 points. I think Chicago wins here 21 or 24 to 10. That's what I really believe, which means I like the under. I'm not giving any total plays. I do like three of them, though. If you want them, DM me on Twitter. Arizona and New Orleans. Okay, I think Drew Brees is not playing. Yet they went from -7.5 to -12.5. 54% of the public is on Arizona. Listen, guys, I know 12.5 is a lot. Take New Orleans to win by 2 touchdowns or more. Denver at Indianapolis. Tough game. You got to take Indiana at home, -4.5. You have to. Even though 77% of the public is on 4.5, take Indiana. I think Denver will probably win this game, but take Indiana. And then you got Seattle at Atlanta. If Seattle does not beat Atlanta by 8 or more, I'm going to kill them all. I also like the under here. Atlanta's not going to be able to score. Atlanta looks horrible here. They just lost their best or second best receiver in Sanu. I'm going to go ahead and say it's the best. Russell Wilson is playing at an all-star level, a MVP level. I really liked it a lot more at the -7. But why not, guys? It's -8 at -110. Buy the full point. Make it -7, -130. Protect yourself. Put $130 up to win 100. If you win, you don't have to worry about that extra $10. But if you don't do that, right, and fucking Seattle wins by 7, you're fucked. At least get the push. You know what I mean? And then if they do win by 8, you win. So that's what I would do. I'm high on Seattle here this week. And I'm going through these quickly on purpose. And that's it for the NFL Monday Night Football game. I'll give you more on Miami-Pittsburgh, but I would jump on Pittsburgh now at -14. It might even keep getting a little bit lower, so maybe wait till like -13. That's the key number. That's great. I was all over Washington, by the way. So that's my NFL picks. I'm going to follow my Twitter, you guys. I'm going to release the top 3 NFL picks tomorrow morning. And then what else we got here? NHL? Sorry, nothing. Oh, NBA. Duh. Here's my NBA picks for tomorrow. And my NBA picks are strong as fuck. Listen to me. Take the Golden State Warriors tomorrow night. It's a pick'em currently. It is currently a pick'em. 80% is on the Warriors, so I'm not alone here. OK State has a awful lineup. They are an awful team. Looney is out. That worries me a little bit, but not too much. Listen, guys. If Golden State loses this game, I'll be absolutely shocked, and I will buy into the fact what Charles Barkley said at halftime, that they are not even a playoff team. The only thing that worries me, NBA teams, when they start out 0-2, they very rarely go down to 0-3. Take Golden State Warriors, please. 3:30 on FSOK. I don't know what the fuck that means. Or skip that. That's not a podcast pick. That's a lean. I'm sorry. That's just a lean. But it's a very strong lean. Here's another super strong lean. And that's going to be the under in the Nets-Memphis game. They're playing in Memphis. It's 224 right now. Take that under for sure. And if I was to lean one way or the other, because Memphis played last night. I believe Brooklyn played last night as well. No, they did not. Memphis did not play last night either. So let me just take a look at the trends real quick. The last 4 Memphis games, surprisingly, 3 out of 5 went over. That's not cool. Might have to rethink this. Listen, man, I automatically take Memphis unders, no matter what the fucking number is. So I would take the Memphis under there, especially at that high. It's not usually that high. Portland at Dallas. Okay, Dallas is 2-0. Portland's on the road. Portland did not play last night. Yes, they did. What the fuck am I talking about? No, they didn't. They played the night before. See, I'm super confused, guys. I apologize. Pound Portland here. This is one of my favorite picks of the NBA week. Pound Portland. They're currently +1.5. Go ahead and grab yourself that money line +105. We're not going to need those points. Portland's going to win by 5-11. Then we got... I'm high on Portland there, guys. Take Portland, trust me. Miami at Minnesota. Miami fucking showed me something last night, you guys. Miami showed me some. Again, not last night. Yes, last night. They beat the Bucks in overtime, okay? What impressed me is their second half and what they did there. If they can put a full game together like that, they're going to be dangerous. I'm a little worried with the back-to-back. I really am. But Minnesota also played yesterday. No, they did not. They played the night before and they blew them out. I say take Minnesota here. Go ahead. Give them the points. Minus six. Take that. That's going to be a tough one. That's going to be a tough one. For sure. But take Memphis minus six. I'm comfortable in that. Miami's not going 3-0. Minnesota might. And then Charlotte at the Lakers. Lakers are favored by 13.5. That is so fucking unbelievable. Oh, so fucking unbelievable. I wish I could... Oh. I can't tell you guys to make a play on that. I just can't. I gotta see more of the Lakers. I have to. The only thing I would recommend is... I've been making so many live bets recently, you guys. What I would recommend is I think the Lakers are gonna come out fucking firing. Because they want to get LeBron a rest at the end of the game. He needs a rest, okay? Go ahead and take the first half line. Lakers, minus 7. Grab that. Grab that. Grab that. And... Oh my god, I'm not doing a great job today, guys. I did a lot today. I'm sorry. I'm trying to do the best I absolutely fucking possibly can for you guys here. So, let me just see something on my book here. Refresh. I'm probably going to have to sign in again. Oh, nice. Okay, cool. So, basketball, NBA game lines. Golden State Warriors at a pick 'em at OKC. You have to take that, you guys. Memphis Grizzlies. Minnesota T-Wolves, Portland Trailblazers, you have to. What was I looking for? Oh, duh. Fucking idiot, you guys. Idiot. Pro basketball, NBA, first half lines. There we go. And in the late game, it's minus 8, minus 105. Oof. Buy that down to minus 7, minus 125 if I was you, just to be safe. But I think they come out hot, hard, and heavy. Go ahead and take that with confidence. Another first half bet I like. Fucking take the Blazers first half. Plus a half. Basically a pick 'em. I would just take the money line there at plus 105. What's that half going to protect you against? Nothing. So take the money line at plus 105 for the first half with the Portland Trail Blazers. I would take the Minnesota Timberwolves first half minus 3.5 over the Heat for sure. And I would go ahead and give the under 108.5 in the Memphis Brooklyn game a small bet. As well as leave me alone with that. And then take the Golden State Warriors, pick them first half and take them for the game, full game spread. I think that's all I got for you guys, right? Right. I love you guys. Those are strong picks. Tail them. If you tail the last 3 or 4 days, you're winning a lot right now, baby. But I'm not getting many tips, so come on, baby. Hook me up, you guys. Hook me up. Please. I'm dying over here. Don't forget about the paid clients pick package for college football weekends. It is $150, but for Locky Lock... users that use the code word Locky Lock, you will receive $50 off for your first month, your first week. I'm sorry, it'll be $100. And then if you continue on, your second week will be $125, and your third week will then be $150. And from now then on, it will be $150. Here's how it works. I hope I put this in the ad. If not, I'm gonna have to fucking fix it. If he does not go at least 6-5 and he does not show a profit, I gotta read the contract. But it's either if he doesn't show a profit, or if he doesn't have, I think it's a winning record. So if he doesn't go at least 6-5 or more, sometimes there's a little bit more picks, but there's a minimum of 11. If he doesn't, he will return. They will return half of what you paid back to you and give you the next weekend for free. So I think that's fair of them. That's it, guys. That's it for the podcast today. I love you guys. Thanks as always for listening. I'm going to do a couple betting advice episodes soon, and I hope you enjoy those. I love you guys. You're the best. Hit me up on Twitter at @JadulanaEJDSportsPicks, jd.pro11@gmail.com. Hit my boy up, Matt, at @JerzWaybetting, Jerz Way Betting with a Z. And as well as give thanks to this... Get some serious thought to this picks package, okay? Listen, again, I trust these guys. If I would have rode them today, I would have fucking really, really cleaned up. But instead, I made 4 college football bets on my own that all lost because I know nothing about it. And I'm proud to admit that. Love you guys. Hope you enjoyed the show. It wasn't the best ever, but I'm doing what I can. This week is going to be amazing. Oh, by the way, before I let you guys go, I updated my my NBA ratings, and I'm going to go ahead and release them on that next episode because I'm fucking exhausted. I love you guys, man. If you guys are loyal listeners, I love you. If you supported the podcast, even if you gave a dollar, I don't give a shit. It means the world to me. We're looking for some big-time contributions here now. And I also, in that contract... is if I receive any donations from $100 to $1,000 in the next 5 weeks, that service will match it. So that gives you a little bit of a thing. So basically what I would do, cut your thing in half, let them double it or match it, and it'll double it. So I'd appreciate it, guys. I need your help. I have to make a monthly payment of $383.94 this week. I mean, I got it, but don't forget, I lost $2,200 on the subway the other day. I just had to pay my rent and 3 maxed out credit cards. So I have $88 in my bank account right now. I have a bankroll account for my betting alone. Don't get that twisted, baby. Come on. But I don't have a debit card for it. I just have the numbers written down so I can join fucking online books. So anyway, guys, that's it. I'm going to cut it short a little bit. Hope you enjoy the podcast. If any NFL picks change, I will tweet them out. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, guys. It's important. It's almost as important as listening to the podcast. I love you guys. I trust this service. If you don't want to use them, that's fine too. But what was I going to say? He got permission to release 6 of them or 8 of them on the podcast yesterday. Do it for yourself. Go back and listen to the 23rd episode with Matt. Listen to his college picks and you tell me how good he did. I already know how he did. Don't tell me. I love you guys. Good night. All right, friends. Here's the new app. I came across this pick selling service, and I hate pick selling services. I've ran one, I've worked for one, I quit one in order to do this podcast the best way I can do. However, I've come to a contractual agreement with these guys. They're paying me a shit ton of advertisement money in order to advertise on this podcast. They think it'll be great for them, and I think it will too. I just don't like pick selling services. However, currently, they are only selling college football picks. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday goes by weekends. Well, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, essentially. Sometimes Wednesday. Whatever. You pay by Thursday. You pay by... whatever. I don't know. You pay by... pay by the fucking weekend if you want to join, okay? I can't explain to anybody other than that. It's a minimum of 11 picks, okay? It is $150. However, if you are a Locky Lock listener and you use the code Locky Lock, you will receive $50 off of your first subscription. I've been following these guys the past 7 weeks. They have not lost not 1 week yet, and they were like I think 4 weeks where they're 9-2 or 8-3, and just 1 week where they were 6-5, and they were fair, and they returned half of everybody's money, even though they profited and won. Well, they might not have profited with the vig. I think they did, but either way, they felt bad. That might not happen again, though. So anyway, the price is $100. You get 1 weekend. If for some reason it is not a winning, and I'm more than willing to send you the last 10 picks. And some of them were released by Jerz Way Betting on the podcast on October 23rd. If you want to go listen to those as proof. Went 5-1 on the podcast picks. Those were 6 of the paid client plays. And then I think he won 4 more. I think he literally went 10-1. Maybe 9-2. I'm not sure, but he did fucking amazing. It's not his picks, okay? These are highly researched picks that I even look over, okay? And if the numbers don't look right to me, I'll tell them, whatever. I have a close relationship with the owner of this company. Jersey Betting, Matt, is simply your contact and your client rep. If you feel uncomfortable dealing with him, and if for any reason this sounds sketchy to you because I have a relationship with this kid, I will more than happily, or he will more than happily, get you in contact with somebody above him, a manager or something, until you feel comfortable to dealing with us, okay? I'm doing it for him because he's a friend. I would never think of promoting a pick selling service ever. I'm trying to keep this under 3 minutes. So basically, if you're interested, DM me. I'll tell you the people to get into contact with. It's $100. They did great this weekend, you have plenty of time to think it over. I'm gonna run this ad for the next couple episodes, probably towards the end of the podcast. I'll run it in the beginning early just to do them a favor and follow the contract. They said I could run it anywhere, but I want to be fair to them and give them the best chance, okay? I trust these guys. You can trust me. I vouch for them. I would never put anything on my podcast if I did not believe in it wholeheartedly. That Stokecast podcast advertisement I ran for 22 days or whatever it was, I listened to that podcast for a week and a half, and then seriously another week and a half after that to make sure it was okay for me. I liked it, so I thought you guys might like it too, and they paid pretty well. You'll never hear me advertise something on here that I don't use myself. I don't use their service myself, admittedly, but I get the picks for free because I'm special. Anyway, I trust these guys. If you are interested in buying college football picks for the rest of the season, they also have a rest of the season price as well, okay? And you get some extra special features with that. Reach out to me and I'll put you in the right direction.